In the first part of this series, Solutions, Policies, and Incentives, we ended by talking about incentives for sustainable development that can be offered to individuals, communities, or local organizations. These included direct payments for ecosystem services for landowners who protect forest or sustainably manage land. But these incentives can be as diverse and varied as the communities they're intended to serve, but can include rights-based management policies and financing of sustainable micro-enterprises. Community-based conservation can also be encouraged through opportunities for tourism that can shift income streams away from extraction of resources towards their protection. But tourism is not always a panacea and can have high startup costs for infrastructure and training.